You're listening to Real People of Orange County, and I'm your host, Kimberly Martin. This show is a fun and informative look inside the lives of Orange County's best and brightest. These are people who serve their community in a meaningful capacity on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Well, good afternoon. This show today is going to be all about Houston and Hurricane Harvey. We welcome, in the first half hour, three individuals sharing their stories as everyday citizens of Houston's wrangling with all the ravages of Hurricane Harvey. And if you saw that now infamous photo of the ladies in this elder care facility sitting in water, knitting and floating, and wondering if that photo was real, well then stay tuned. We have the sister of one of these residents here today as well. In the second half hour, we're going to now create our local connection and tying this historic event to some of Orange County's best and brightest volunteers that are pooling their resources, getting together and helping Houston. Right on the air here today, we are going to connect one local group called Huntington Beach Helps Houston to a local Houston resident using her professional business contacts in private aviation to bring much needed supplies for the relief effort. Stay tuned and see how this very grassroots effort is underway here in Orange County and how local Orange County citizens are helping.
Janine.
Okay, Janine. Well, let's do this. I'm going to text the other gal and tell her to wait. And let's go ahead and have you go ahead and tell me what efforts are underway.
All right. Kimberly, I'm having a hard time hearing you. You're like very, very faint.
Is that any better?
That's a little better. Thank you.
Okay.
So where would you like to start?
Well, what I would love to do, we had a pretty good description of what was going on the ground. And now I'd like to turn our attention to the effort that you have underway and how you've been able to harness your professional contacts to do something pretty extraordinary for the local people on the ground.
Well, the relief efforts that are underway that are specific to the organization that I'm involved with is an airlift of supplies into very highly targeted areas, not necessarily a metropolitan, the center of Houston, but the satellite airport, so we can help facilitate relief efforts in those communities that are, one, hard to reach, and two, outside of maybe the spotlight. So far, today in particular, we were able to airlift in meals ready to eat and some much-needed items that allow people to start the rebuilding process, including among them with surgical masks. We brought in some sanitation kits and some baby supplies. That's just the first. In fact, that was the first business jet under the program orchestrated by the National Business Aviation Association, operating under the acronym HERO. HERO is a database by which people who are members of the business aviation community can register as a volunteer. Volunteer could be someone with a particular skill set that may benefit any of these communities, but as well, and maybe more important to the effort, is that they are a pilot and they have an airplane that they can donate. And most of them are going to be business-sized aircraft, turboprops, and business jets. And we conducted, or at least to my knowledge, the first business jet relief, humanitarian relief flight into the city of Houston happened today aboard a Dassault Falcon 2000.
Okay, so so extraordinary. So right now what you're focusing on is the food efforts. And in the days to come, you know, we're wanting to see what the needs are. How have you gone about doing a needs assessment?
Well, what I do is an outreach to the various charities as they are made known to me, and relief organizations, charities, shelters. And I'm pretty specific by saying, okay, we know in general what is needed during a time of crises. What I'd also like to hear is, what do you specifically have a need? For example, we had a church in a suburb of Houston by the name of Friendswood put out a specific request for cleaning supplies. I mean, there was literally no request for food items, and I double-checked that, and they said, we're good. Locally, we've been able to source what we need to assist people in the community, but what we're lacking are items such as bleach, work gloves, hammers, other tools, cleaning items, dishwashing. They intend to go in and clean 500 homes. And I have to assume that's maybe among parishioners and then through other people who reach out to the church for help.
Okay. And so one of the things that's underway here are local efforts in Orange County. We will have on the air for us shortly a local effort called Huntington Beach Helps Houston. And I was attempting to, if we could get our phone patch system to work, to broker a connection between the two of you and hear how this is going to be done so other people can go ahead and participate in these efforts. You have reached out on Facebook. That's how I knew about what you were doing. You've been a regular contributor to my show here at KUCI, but you've reached out on Facebook to try to find people that want to support this effort, and you would send somebody, a private aviation person donating their time and their resources, to pick up goods and transport them back to Houston. Can you talk to us about how somebody might be able to liaise with an effort such as that?
Absolutely. Well, again, the connection is being made in part through the NBAA HERO program. That provides the airlift portion of it. As far as the collection of goods and services, there is an organization that NBAA has liaisoned with by the name of PALS, Patient Airlift Services, in Farmingdale, New York, which is basically the coordinator. They're the people that coordinate the deliveries, the collection of the goods, and into the Houston area or the Corpus Christi area or Beaumont area of the much-needed supplies, and they in turn make the connection with the relief agency. So if someone is collecting goods in California that need to be delivered into Texas, but they don't necessarily have a means by which to transport those goods, if they alert this NBAA or this PALS organization, or for that matter, they can call me, we'll feed that into the system and we'll make a match between an airplane that can collect those goods and the relief agency that needs them.
Okay, sounds good. So anybody that's here, let's just say we have this grassroots effort, which is what Huntington Beach Helps Houston is. Now, what they did was they were just a group of people wanting to help a couple people that they knew connected to Huntington Beach. There is an actual convoy of trucks that is going out this week to Houston to bring supplies to those people that they wanted to help and others. But what has unfolded since that is they reached out to local businesses that would be willing to create a drop-off. And that's how I found out about it. I take my kids to shop at a store called Case & Couture in Huntington Beach, and she said, I'm a drop-off spot. She sent out requests to her constituency, and people are bringing stuff. So it's growing. It's growing in a way that they're not going to be able to continue driving to Houston. So we thought we would connect you with Stacy to put together an effort so that we can pick up the proper supplies that you need. Now, how would we go about telling our listeners that are interested? We'll be giving them those drop-off points in the second segment of this half hour. But how would we go about picking the right items that are much needed?
Well, I could easily send a list to you or to anyone else if you have the capability to post it on a website.
Sure.
That would be lovely, because this really is a grassroots effort. We're writing the playbook as we go. So unfortunately, some of those points of reference are not readily available at a single destination. But that being said, we're establishing a network of people regionally who could provide assistance, and that may very soon come about in Orange County through some connections I have there in the aviation community. But we have a master list, and we'll soon organize a drop-off point if one is not already established. And then the next thing is to find a willing operator, aircraft operator, to collect those goods and get them to the Houston area.
Okay, so something that is important that I would like to share with the listeners, and perhaps you have the insight, how should those people coordinating the drop-offs, we will be giving that information in just a moment, how should those people coordinating the drop-offs be packaging the goods for an aviation transport? It's very different than just piloting into a truck. Would that be correct to assume?
That's right. Well, you know, smaller is better because we can't necessarily take a pallet of items and simply load it into a cargo hatch, because it doesn't work that way with a business aircraft. So, and again, most of the stuff we're receiving is new items. We don't need clothes at this point. If I had to say we need clothes, it would be newly packaged socks and underwear. So they're loose items that you would collect as simple in just a plastic trash bag that could easily be stored. If you're buying foodstuff, small boxes, like the meals ready to eat, it was rolled up to the airplane on a pallet. It had to be broken down. They're all in individual boxes, and the individual boxes were stored both in the aft cargo compartment as well as in the cabin of the airplane.
Okay, small individual boxes, soft plastic bags that don't have any sharp items sticking
exactly.
out of them.
Exactly.
Okay, and so you mentioned a couple of the items on the list. Let's go ahead and mention a few more. I think, you know, just from a perishability standpoint, maybe we don't go in the food area, but we stick to the things that people have pretty much lost and will need to rebuild their day-to-day lives, certainly not their long-term lives. But other than socks and underwear, what else can be sent? You said gloves earlier.
They need work gloves. Toiletries. Imagine this. People left their homes with nothing. They don't even have a comb, a toothbrush, toothpaste. Toiletries that you normally see in a hotel, shampoo, cream, rinse, cream, things such as that. You know, let's not shy away from food. As long as it's non-perishable, that would work very well for them. Snacks, you know, anything that's prepackaged, non-perishable. Pillows, you'd be surprised. I've had a call today for a shelter that needs pillows. Sheets, towels, diapers. Oh, my God, there is such a shortage of diapers here. Baby wipes, baby formula, blankets, Gatorade, hand sanitizer. I think I mentioned new socks for men, women, children, new underwear. And let's not forget our four-legged friends. We are also orchestrating an effort to bring in cat food, dog food, collars and leashes, and cages or crates so they can have a warm, safe place to stay in until either these lost pets are reunited with their owners, or for that matter, we're also conducting an extract. Airplanes that come in to deliver that are also willing to transport live animals. We are moving shelter animals to recipient shelters around the country.
Okay, that's such a huge component, and it certainly pulls at the heartstrings of individuals to the tragedy of the pets and how this affects them so much.
That's right. I mean, it's a devastating story that's being told over and over that, to some degree, I have now learned to put back on that hard shell and the wall, because everybody's got a story to tell you, and everybody wants to tell it. It's part of the journey they need to make towards healing. And I have heard countless of them, and I just have to steel myself to hear them over and over and not break down while they're telling me the story. And then move on to the next task, because the need is endless.
Well, listen, thank you so much. I know you're an avid equestrian individual, and your heart's breaking for some of the horses that have needed the situation. The transport of horses is difficult because they need vehicles to do that often. So, Comet, would you just briefly, for another minute before I bring on the next guest, on that situation?
Well, I have to tell you, the equestrian community here has learned lessons, and they've done a wonderful job by already, with the advanced knowledge they had that the potential for the rainfall would cause flooding, never mind everything else that occurred, most of the professionals certainly relocated all the animals to higher ground. A good example is the Houston Police Department. They relocated the mounted patrol to Texas A&M College well in advance. And I have seen pictures through Facebook, and I have received private messages from friends that have moved their animals to higher ground and are bonded together by anyone, like, let's say, in North Texas, who's been able to bring hay and other feed supplies down to the greater Houston area and resupply everyone who's in need. Of course, there's going to be plenty of backyard horses and animals that some people either thought they were going to be high and dry, couldn't move them safely. I don't even want to go there just yet, but I would like to say that the established equestrian community did a very good job of anticipating the disaster to come and took measures to avoid it.
So impressive. And I just, I thank you for your efforts. I just can't believe, you know, what a unique position you are in to contact the private aviation industry, and what an important part of these equations private individuals are. Comment, if you would, for just a minute in the remaining couple minutes we have with you, Janine, about why it's so important to stand up and do something as an individual.
It's your calling. I don't care who you are or where you are. You're always in a position to give. It doesn't necessarily mean you give money or goods. You give of yourself. That transcends everything. It doesn't matter. I don't know how else to put it. For me, it's it's in my DNA, and it's the lesson that I learned at the hand of my parents. It's the lessons I learned from observation, and it's a real fulfilling moment when I can say I've helped someone with absolutely no expectation of something in return. And the aviation community has always been that way, and the business aviation people, I mean, 95% of these aircraft are utilized in a capacity for transacting business. So it is natural for them as well to give back to the community by employing these jets to do good. And that's what we're trying to do at this point in time. And it is not me alone. It takes a whole team. This effort is supported by people around the country, but also significantly so by my counterpart in Georgetown, Texas, a lady by the name of Robin Eisler, who has done this before. In fact, I went to her and said, you're the expert on the airlift portion. Need your help with that. And I'll handle the ground ops here in Houston. And collectively with NBAA, I think we're making real progress here in the state.
Well, it sounds like it. And then I will be connecting you to our local contact here in Orange County. I'm going to close with you now and have her call in. And like I said, she is with Huntington Beach Helps Houston. And we're expanding the effort here for sure. And she is going to be working with some of the guidelines that you were going to give us for giving what's actually needed, not just throwing a bunch of stuff at you, but giving what's actually needed and in the way we need to transport it through the aviation community.
Super. Well, this is such an opportunity, and I'm so appreciative of it, as well as the listening audience. And I cannot say enough, I'm sure you hear it in my voice, the stress that the need is just unbelievably endless, and if there's a will, there will be a way. We'll get it here.
Okay, great. And Janine, I'm looking forward to getting the list. Thank you for taking the time to be with us here at KUCI. You're always such a great part of my show, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Kimberly. Have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now.
All right, so I'm not really sure what happened. We will figure it out, but we will have our next caller call in. Her name is Stacy Massey, and here we go. All right, Stacy, are you with me?
I am.
Okay, sorry about that. I had Janine on the line. I was hoping to broker a relationship.